Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel, and may I please have your zip code to pull up your account?
80132.
Okay, and thank you for that information.
And
one moment,
please. I got it. Okay.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
All right, it'll take just a moment for me to get. All right, if you could also please provide your name.
Edie Maxfield.
Okay, Maxfield. And I'm sorry, what was the first name again?
Edie or Edith. I'm not sure how it's there.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And one moment, please. All right. And for security purposes, please verify your address.
16607 Greyhawk Drive, Monument, Colorado, 80132.
Thank you so much for that information. Pardon me. All right, I'm accessing the rest of the information.
Okay.
All right, so I've gotten an account located that is showing your address with the last name, but it shows another name on the account.
Michael?
Doesn't show Michael. Do you go by a different?
Huh. It says, hi, Edith. This transition made on your Costco anywhere exceeds. Yeah. Okay. And then it says Modern Tech Pinnacle. And it was today, and it's not, it was 4/18, and it was just 3 when this came through here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it shows a different first name, which can be used either as a man or a lady's name, just depends on.
Huh. I wonder what it
begins
was.
Begins with the letter C.
Oh. Chris?
It does show the name of Chris Maxfield.
Okay.
With your address, it does show the transaction was done this afternoon. It's for the BiteSub app. It means a survey was done and a contest was entered. It shows for the Makita. I believe that's...
I did that. I put his name because I was thinking, I don't want that. It's a, but I wasn't supposed to pay anything.
Well, we don't assist with the item that's offered per se. This was in the terms and conditions. That's why there's a charge there for the BiteSub meal app. It's a monthly subscription of $59.89 per month. It helps you to count calories and.
I didn't. Oh, then I must have got off the wrong. It was supposed to be at Home Depot, and it was $5 and something to send it to me. How do I cancel this?
Well, we can assist with anything here. We are sorry that you're wanting to discontinue. Would you like to reconsider for a $20 discount off that subscription?
No, I thought it was for the drill that I had won. I took a survey. I don't know how it got into this.
All right. Probably if you submitted the request, you probably still did enter that contest there, but this was in the terms, so I voided that $59.89, and I have the confirmation for the void. It also does cancel this subscription.
Oh, good. Thank you.
All right. So
do I need
void,
to write this?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And how will I know it's not on there? You just voided it?
Yes, ma'am. Void means it was pending, so you'll just see the...
Okay, and what's the confirmation? Okay.
That is R as in refund.
Uh huh.
920-740-919.
Okay. 919. Okay. And so this should come off of there and there shouldn't be any problem.
Right, the money's been has returned to your account, and you'll see the pending charge fall off as well.
Okay, thank you so much. I don't know what happened. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you. Okay.
Uh-huh,
Bye-bye.
bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thanks.